This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, as promised, the consumer conundrum in this economy right now. We are cranky. We're just really cranky. And yet we keep on spending. Retail sales for June came out this morning, up 1% from a month earlier. Yes, a lot of that is about the rising price of gas and groceries. I get it. But still, overall, Americans are spending, crankiness and all. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab tries to square that circle.
When it comes to consumers and the economy, experts look at a bunch of data points to try to figure out where things are moving, kind of like arrows on a roadmap. And right now, those arrows are pointing left, right, forwards, backwards. Ted Rossman is an analyst at Bankrate.com.
There are some weird sort of irregular aspects to all this.
For instance, electronics and appliances have seen the biggest drop in sales in the last year, more than 9%. That might mean people are putting off big purchases because they're worried about their wallets. At the same time, spending at bars and restaurants is still strong.
And it's a key discretionary sector that I think people could easily cut back on if they were especially worried about inflation.
Rossman has a few guesses about what's happening here. One is that we've been living in a K-shaped economy in which inflation is hitting low-income Americans the most. Another is that among people who can afford to spend, there's still this huge pent-up demand for experiences like travel, since people have already gorged on goods. Simon Blanchard, who researches consumer psychology at Georgetown University, has another theory that people are worried about inflation, but they're not panicking yet. And that's showing up in how and where they're cutting back.
You don't want to start sprinkling your losses everywhere you're at.
People might be making trade-offs, maybe switching to store brand cereal to save a buck so they can still go out for ice cream, or going out for drinks but only having one. Whatever the answer is, the fact that people are worried about the economy but are still spending is confusing for businesses. Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester, says it makes it hard for companies to project future sales and figure out what to stock.
Typically, when you see a recession coming, you stop ordering.
But sales numbers tell retailers they should keep ordering, give the people what they want.
It's more important to look at what people are doing, not what they're saying.
What's that phrase? Actions speak louder than words? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.